Welcome to Fit to Be Real.
And a little extra.
And if you heard a little pitter-patter, that was my dog.
Being extra.
In the silence.
I, if you were wondering, am wearing my liquid jumpsuit.
I'm sorry, what?
Liquid leather. Liquid faux leather. Don't come after me.
Is that what it's called? Liquid?
Yeah. Yeah, because it looks like it's wet. See? It's like it's wet. It's called liquid.
Okay. Why liquid is that leather. A look? Is that a look?
It is for me.
Is it like trending, I mean? Like, yeah. Are people wearing
liquid leggings?
Liquid clothes?
You've never heard of liquid leggings?
No.
They're shiny leggings.
Why would you want to accentuate?
Because it looks like they're wet. It's trending to look like you're wet.
It's good that you're wearing it head to toe with high white socks and fake Air Force Ones. Just get the whole picture. Okay.
I'll show you a picture. Victoria will take a picture. I will not show you my bottom half right now. Okay, fine. I will. There you go.
It really doesn't take much.
I have no shame.
Like you were trying to hold it in, but then you couldn't.
No. So. I can only do things most of the way. And if you don't know that about me by now, I go really hard until I just don't feel like going hard anymore. And then I stop.
It's go hard. And then go home immediately.
Immediately. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Just out. When I peace out, I peace out. And I peaced out at my ankles. Couldn't go any harder.
We're going to play a drinking game today. Drink every time one of Carly's giant disco ball earrings get caught in her hair.
Did it get caught again?
I don't know. Drink.
Well, okay. So Victoria was like, what are you wearing and why do you have this? So it's still right? Has the tags on.
It's an appropriate question.
I feel like at this point it's not, because you should just know I have this in my closet. I've never worn it. I bought it for Vegas for Andrew's disco show because I was going to wear it. But I ended up wearing something else.
Everyone go.
You should all go to Vegas and go see it. But I never took it back. So I have the tags on because I was like, I'll definitely wear it. I haven't worn it yet. So where else would I wear it? But
fireside chats, man.
Yeah. I had Victoria tuck the tag in.
I was like, you should keep it unzipped because she couldn't get it zipped. And you should definitely keep the tag on. That's where we are today.
Yep. We said we weren't going to talk in the beginning.
I'm Victoria.
Hey, guys. I'm Carly.
I forgot to say our names. We're okay. We're today. All right. Just take it for what it is. We're going to get by. We're going to get through. I am wearing a very luxurious Fit to Be Real t-shirt.
I know. I'm waiting for mine. I'll wear mine.
That just came in. This is not about you. It's about what I'm wearing. Thank you. It says, hey, guys, on the front. You can't see it from the screen if you're watching, but it says, hey, guys. And then it's our logo on the back. I'm obsessed. And they're Bella. If you don't know what the Bella canvas, like,
brand
line is, super comfortable. Super comfortable.
I love all of the stuff that Victoria has designed. And there's more to come. So this is only I did nothing.
Wait, there's more to come?
Well, just like there will be more stuff, you know, for every season. Yeah. There'll be like a new something. But this was her first go at it. And it's really, really good, good stuff, good brands, and really comfortable.
Yeah. I agree.
I'm a fan of the sports bras.
I am too, actually.
Yeah, they're really – and you know I only like high neck or non-existent.
Me too. I like high I'm with you on the high neck.
Yeah, I love a high neck.
Because you don't need it.
But they're so cute and they're really supportive for the non-existent stuff I have here. They're supportive.
For those of you who have bought them, because I've seen the orders and you have bought them, let us know if they're supportive for you. For those who, you know, can shake their shamrocks. So we're going to move on.
Yep.
We're going to get into it. I did realize this morning, I was setting everything up before I went to yoga, and I was rereading the article, making sure I like knew what was going on. And I was like, you know what this podcast is? We just read things and then cliff notes it for you all. That's all we do. And I'm kind of obsessed with that.
It depends on the episode.
Well, true. If we're talking about something that we
don't know. Or that we would like to know more about because we are the everyman in this situation, then yes. But some of the episodes,
well,
not
they're
many.
They're personal.
Some of them.
Yeah.
We don't do that. But yes, I agree. We are the
Some of them we know exactly what we're talking about.
We were talking yesterday about the ones where the one where Victoria cried in, like, I'm going to say season one. We're in seasons of the podcast. In season one, Victoria cried and I was very uncomfortable.
She was like, oh no.
Oh, should we cut? I don't know how to do that. Stop crying, please.
But we weren't doing video at the time. Mm-mm. And she was behind. If you had only seen the setup, what that it was before, we had, what are they called? Tables.
Like TV trays.
TV tray, yeah. Tables. And then microphones, but magazines under the microphones so that you couldn't hear the tap of the coffee or putting a pen down. They were very sensitive. And so she's behind this contraption going, no, no, you should.
I get uncomfortable when other people cry. There's nothing. I just want to be like, stop.
Well, without naming names, somebody came into our office last night in tears over something personal, and Carly's immediate reaction was to slap her shoulder down and to go, no, don't cry.
I did say, aw, don't cry. The person that we're talking about, you know we love you, but Victoria's making fun of me. And my...
Because you should absolutely cry when you need to cry.
Yeah. No, I know. But in my head, I'm thinking, how do I make this person feel better? So I say, don't cry.
That fixes everything. And then she's going to invite you to a cruise for 3 days.
Yes. And I'll be like, be happy. Don't ruin this.
And by invite, I mean force. All right. On to the real nitty gritty. I'm only going to use a piece of paper for my notebook because the notebook you gave me...
I know.
Sucks.
All right, listen. It was from Five Below. And
how dare you?
I know. And the paper just keep... It was in the dollar section of Five Below. Obviously, it was put there because it doesn't work. And Five Below realized this. So it's selling it for a dollar. And every time you turn the page comes out.
Sorry. I feel insulted.
Listen, I'm a bargain hunter. What? What?
All right.
What are we talking about today?
Oh my God. Yeah, we didn't tell you.
She's just going to start cliff noting something that you have no idea what we're talking about.
Do you know what's sad? I don't think this generation knows what cliff notes are.
Well, because there's Google and there's ChatGPT. Oh,
right. Right.
And wait, I just saw a meme the other day.
ChatGPT. Oh, GPT.
I just read a meme the other day. And
yes, this is early.
Yeah.
This is early in the combo.
Well, it was saying how... We should pat ourselves on the back because we got through college without ChatGPT and AI to write our papers and
I think our generation's the last one who had to actually use their brains. So, like, we're screwed.
Yeah, I know. Well, because, listen, if I was going to college in these times, I would use it too. It's nothing against this generation. It's available to you, so you're using it. It was not available to us, so we did not use it.
Well,
we used Ask Jeeves.
I never did that.
You never asked Jeeves?
Mm-mm. I know about it.
Yeah. He was a little butler in the corner and you asked him anything and he answered.
No, I never did Ask Jeeves. I did the Cliff Notes books, the yellow.
Of all dummies.
All the Shakespeare stories.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
And the plays.
But you can't tell me that if that was offered to you in college that you would not use it. You'd be like, no, I'll do it the long way.
Yeah, I can't tell you that because I don't know. I know that I am happy that I didn't have that opportunity.
Yeah.
Because I got to, you know, actually learn. Like, if you're looking stuff just like this, like, we can look this stuff up and I can understand it and be like, take notes and be able to relay what it said and make it understandable. Don't bank on that today. But it doesn't stay in my head. Like, next week, I'll be like, wait, what did we talk? Oh, right. What were all the details of what we said? Because it doesn't sink in.
Yeah, you're not comprehending it.
So I'm sure I would. I don't know. But I'm glad that I don't even have to think about that.
Oh, I 100% would have done that.
Because I remember the papers that I wrote in some of my college English classes because I didn't know. We were talking about Monsanto and reading books that I didn't understand. And I remember them because I worked really hard on writing those 6-page essays, you know?
God.
Do you remember that?
Yes. And some of them were by hand because we didn't have laptops back in the day. This was high school. In college, they were – in my 5 colleges, they were online. But in high school, we had to hand write a 6-page essay in cursive, like legibly.
Oh yeah, I gave up on the legend.
Yeah, you have chicken scratch.
I have chicken scratch for...
What?
Shush.
Say it again.
Shush. I have chicken scratch for the things I don't care about that I'm trying to do fast. But if I'm like writing you a letter or a note, don't worry, you're not getting one.
Never have.
It looks legible.
Yeah.
Never have. Why the hell would I?
Never have I ever.
Never have I or will.
I just want you to want to write me one, but I don't actually want the letter.
Oh my God, you're so annoying. Okay, here's what we're talking about. The meal services that are out. The best meal services for a specific reason why you would need it. So you've heard of them. They're all over Instagram. And if you click on it once, then they're really going to be all over your, you know, algorithm. Any engines that you're searching. Algorithm, thank you. Hungry Root. What's the other one?
Hello Fresh.
Factor, right? So I have never done this, but I lived with someone for a moment who did.
Mom?
No. Matt Trish. What's up, boo?
Mom used to do it too.
A food service? Like one of these?
Well, like, what was that? It was a diet, but they got your meal sent to you every single meal.
LA, Jenny.
Jenny, it wasn't Jenny Craig. It was
LA.
LA Fitness?
LA Looks?
We use a lot of LA products. LA Looks is our gel. LA Fitness is a gym.
I can see the commercial.
Yeah, me too.
And I can see all of the little brownie packages that were in the pantry.
Fiber ones were...
But that wasn't a meal service.
No.
But we did a lot of smart ones.
Smart ones. Ooh.
Because Weight Watchers, that was like the Weight Watchers thing. Wow. Our trauma is so obvious.
But at the same time, we need to like... All those things are so full of sodium. We're still probably trying to detox from all the salt that in the that kind of food that we eat. Horrible.
But that's what I was going to say. I forget he did. It would get delivered in these giant boxes. I can't remember what it was, but I remember being like, oh my gosh, the menu looks fantastic.
He,
like,
meaning our friend Matt.
Yes. Yeah. So you can pick and choose your, I think all of these, you can pick and choose the meals that you want, especially based on like what you like and what you don't like. And they all looked so good. Like meals you would get out at a restaurant to me. Like we weren't big restaurant people growing up, weren't allowed to be. I am now. It's pretty awesome.
We broke.
Oh. Yeah.
We were. We didn't go out to, we went out to eat once a week with our grandpop to Boston Market. And that was a huge deal for us.
Chicken Carver.
Yep. And Saturdays with our dad to Taco Bell.
Cinnamon Twist.
So those were our going out meals. So we did not.
I remember going to the Ground Round. Do you remember the Ground Round?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But that was special.
Right. All right. Yeah. Anyway, we digress. I remember looking at the menu, and obviously they give the nutritional information now. You just have to by law. And the sodium is like insane.
Yeah.
It because of the sauces, whether it was vegetable or protein, like meat.
We have to keep it fresh.
Oh my God. It was wild. But not necessarily processed. Like preservatives, I mean.
Oh, really?
Just the sodium, like when you make something in your own kitchen and you're like salt and pepper, just the added sodium to make it taste good.
Yeah.
The flavor. I don't know about the preservative part. I'm sure that's, you know, a factor or whatever. But I remember being like, these look amazing, but that's not worth it to me.
Right.
Like I can't handle that much sodium. I'm already drinking too much water and I can't. It's too much. So it depends on what you're looking for. But that's what we're going to talk through.
Can't wait. You know I'm a huge cooker.
A cooker. You are a pressure cooker. Yo, if you were an appliance, you would be a pressure cooker.
Mm-hmm.
And you would burn your rice.
What would you be every time? What appliance would you be?
This is a fun game. I don't know.
Ooh. I'll think about it during this whole thing while you're talking.
Maybe. Okay, good. You do that. Maybe like a toaster. Because, like, if you get too close to the edge, you are burnt.
Yeah. And you like to keep yourself in the middle of the road.
Yes.
You are very middle of the road. No left, no right, because both are bad. So you got to stay in the middle.
Well, that's not true. Well, maybe. It depends on, like, what the topic is. I'm very passionate about certain things. And I'm very one way about what I like or what I don't like, depending. But if I'm in conversation with people, like, yeah, I see all sides.
Yeah.
And if I want to be burnt, I'll burn.
Yeah, fine. You're a toaster. I am a pressure cooker. Sponsor us.
I also break easily.
True.
How many toasters have you bought in your life? More than one. More than one.
Yeah, more than one.
All right, for the 27th time, okay, let's get into it. I've never heard of Sunbasket.
Me either.
But it's the overall pick. And we had two articles, and they're linked in the show notes for either you're watching on YouTube or listening on any of the streaming platforms. The links in there are super important because you can read even more than what we're going to digest right now. And
there's promo codes.
There's promo codes.
So if anything we say today you like or you want to try, click on those links and you get like, I mean, they're really good deals, like 50% off your first, you know,
month,
whatever.
They're like monthly membership subscriptions, pick a word like that, boxes. But Sunbasket is health lines of one of the two articles that we're going to link. Overall pick. So it's best for everything. And looking at the dietary stuff, it's everything but vegan. So like if you're a keto, if you're a Mediterranean diet, if you're more protein, more veggie, plant-based, it has all the options with their menu selections except vegan. And that, I think, is why it's the overall pick.
It's funny because I've never heard of it.
Like I've never heard of it.
It doesn't come up on my...
It will now.
Yep. We talked about it. My phone heard it. And
they're listening.
Yep. Always.
What I focused on was price.
Mm-hmm.
So the article didn't necessarily list what it is per box per month. And so I went in to try to like figure it out and do it myself. And it wanted me to sign up. It wanted me to answer all these questions. And I was like, nobody has time for that. So what they did is they broke it down by meal. So it's between $9.99, depending on what you order in your selection, $9.99 to $25.99.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that's like steaks.
Well, it does say that the one of the biggest cons of this is that it may be expensive.
All of them.
Like
most of them.
Yeah. I guess it does depend on what you order. Like what, you know, maybe a side is $9.99, but like the whole meal is
the bundle.
Yeah.
Per. Now, what I also made sure to look for is shipping cost. So shipping cost for this one's $10.99. It just says flat $10.99. So you have to add that into your monthly payment and add it into like doing the division per meal because that's going to raise the price a little bit.
Yeah, but you have to do that for everything. Like every meal you have to divide into it because just like going out, it's still going to be less expensive than going out to dinner because when you divide it per person in the family, it comes out to what, $6, $7. You can't go out to dinner, even at Taco Bell anymore, for $6 or $7 per person.
Do they have a dollar menu anymore? Does anybody know that?
I don't know.
Answer it in the comments.
But you can't. No, you can comment.
That's the answer.
You can answer in the comment.
But
when you go through each of these and divide per person, yes, the initial thing may look expensive, but then when you break it down.
Yeah, we get it. I think we got it.
Okay.
She's like Catwoman. You need a mask.
Oh, I have one.
Moving on. Prepared meals is Factor. Best overall prepared meal. So some of them are meal kits, you'll see. And if you're like me, I was like, what the heck's a meal kit versus a prepared? So prepared, they've already done it. The sauce is on the chicken. The vegetables are seasoned. Like everything's done and put together. A meal kit, you get like you came home from the grocery store.
Right.
Like the scallions aren't cut. The meat is cut and it's, you know, it's there, but it's raw. Everything's raw. You cook it yourself. You put it in the skillet. So if you don't want to do that, if you are not a cooker.
If you're not a cooker.
A pressure cooker is different than Factor. And it's the best for keto.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on the keto life, which is, I believe is just low carb. I can't remember.
The keto one?
Low carb. Pretty expensive, but it's 11 to 15 per meal.
And here's the only con with this one. It's only single serving. So like you can't buy a box for the family. You have to buy individual meals for the family.
Right.
So it only comes in single serve meals. So that $11 is per person, per meal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Shipping. Ooh, shipping is also $10.99. So add that in. So that $11 now just jumped a little bit. So,
however, here's the catch, though. It's gluten-free. There's no refined sugar. There's no GMOs. Like, it's a healthier option. And if that's what you're trying to go for with meals for your kids and your family, you pay more, but it's...
But for what price?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go organic at the grocery store, that's kind of what you're going
to
pay.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit cheaper. And it gets sent to you.
For factory, you mean?
Yeah, so you're not paying gas.
Right. See,
you're not paying gas to go to the grocery store, so you save that money.
And you put it in shipping.
And you're saving yourself time.
So someone's driving gas, right? Someone's...
Someone's driving gas. Damn.
Well.
Moving on.
Plant-based. If you are a vegetarian, not a vegan. A vegetarian.
Which is Victoria sometimes.
Oh, I'm a pescatarian.
Whatever.
Jesus, Mary. Green Chef, which I also never heard of. Have you heard of Green Chef?
Green Chef. No.
Oh, wow. That was a good thought for the answer we all knew.
No, there is something chef that I have heard of. Home Chef. Home Chef.
Also known as cooker.
I'm pointing to myself. Home Chef.
Don't call her to make your meals.
Actually, I'm pointing to Andrew, Home Chef.
So this one's Green Chef is a meal kit only. They do not offer prepared meals to be made. So this is something that you want to experience for yourself in the kitchen. If you like to be in the kitchen, I would like a meal kit, I think. I think for time, prepared meals makes more sense during the week because that's the last thing you want to do. I never make food at night, though. I always prepare it midday or the day before. So... meal kits would be more my preference.
I think me too, because when you're getting home at 8:30 at the end of the night, the last thing you want to do, one of my biggest pet peeves, we talked about this, is opening the fridge, having so much food and being like, what do I make myself right now?
Yeah. Well, you have a family of five, so hopefully you're thinking broader.
I always feed them earlier and I feed them, but like, you know.
It's just trying to make fun of you. God. Oh my gosh, wait. I looked wrong.
What?
My bad.
What?
My chicken scratch. Best for the family is Green Chef. Best for plant-based is Purple Carrot, which I've heard of.
Oh yeah. No, you're right. Best for families is Green Chef.
Green Chef is meal kit only and Purple Carrot is meal kit only. So that's all the same.
But it is also plant-based.
Green Chef?
Yep. Green Chef is plant-based, gluten-free. Yep.
Oh. I have most dietary restrictions. Yeah. All right. That one. So the shipping for Green Chef is $10.99, but the shipping for Purple Carrot is $10 or free if you're ordering stuff over $99, which I think is really easy to do.
Oh, yes. Especially if you're ordering for more than one person.
Right. Our cousin does Purple Carrot and she loves it. Marissa.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes. She sent me the code because I think you get also some benefits if you can send it to somebody and they do it in your name and like you get a little bit of a discount, but I didn't do it. I can't justify me wanting to do it every, like, you, if you get this box, you have to commit to it,
right?
Like, you just have to. And my life changed, so like I go out more and there's just other options, so it wasn't right for me, but she loves it. She has two kids and it's perfect for the family. So
the thing that is a con here but is a pro for me is it's got a smaller menu, so there's less options to choose from. One of my biggest problems when we go out to eat is if they have a large menu, like at the diner, I'm like, this is overwhelming. It's too much. And I always order the same thing. So a smaller menu for me is always a pro.
Yeah, your anxiety shows in a lot of ways.
No, it's just like I like what I like and I like a – small menu.
Oh, is that a song?
Smaller sometimes
I like
is better.
What I like and I like a small menu. No, I agree with that though.
Yeah,
I agree. I appreciate a menu that's like, here's what we offer,
right?
Because they're really good.
Because they're really good.
So this is it.
So everything on our menu is good because this is all that we do.
Right. Yeah. And I like when it changes. Like, I mean, we're going to restaurants right now that are really like fun and nice and different. So it. In 2 months, that menu is going to be completely different.
Right.
So it depends on where you go and what you do. So like if you're going to Applebee's, I think they have the same thing on the menu forever and ever. Amen.
Yeah.
except for their like appetizers or whatever. But
yeah, I saw that's a pro for me.
It also doesn't have a lot of dollar signs, this plant-based purple carrot.
It only has $2 signs as opposed to four.
Yeah. Some of them have six.
Oh, God.
Okay. Here's one that is funny to me, but also I think I get it, and I've never heard of it. It's for athletes. What? Best for athletes.
How do you know if you are one?
You're not.
Okay.
I would venture to say you're not. No, I think it's like runners have to eat a certain way mm-hmm. to keep the muscle gain and the muscle tone and how they do it. Same for, I think, anybody who's trying to do something specific athletically or for your body.
Yeah.
So like even if a bodybuilder or you're someone who's like CrossFit and you're trying to build and gain, this would be the one for you. And it's called Trifecta Nutrition. So I clearly it's not going to come up on my radar.
Yeah. And I don't think this one's for me either.
It's not.
Yeah.
Like we know that.
Yeah. Oh.
We know.
Oh, we know. Was it the liquid legging pantsuit that got you?
Try it again later.
Okay.
Yeah. That was rough. Try those words again in a little bit. This one's on a little bit of a pricier side, but it's single meals only. So that's, I think, why. When they're single meals only and not like
bulk.
Yeah. I think that's why it's more expensive.
Wait, hold on. Real quick. The menus for this are paleo, whole 30, keto, plant based, and GLP-1.
So I don't know what GLP-1
is. So that's what's in it's diabetes.
Oh.
That's I'm gonna say this wrong, but that's the Ozempic users.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the Ozempic was created for diabetes or diabetics. So it's okay for, yes, it's okay for people that are using that Brilliant. On that diabetics.
Wait, that's cool.
Right. But it's for all people that are on those specific dietary nutrition plans, which if you're on Whole30 or keto or you're on Ozempic or you are diabetic, you might want to spend the extra money because this is specifically made for you.
Yeah. You don't have to think about anything.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
I did partial research on that one. Shipping is $9.99, and I wrote this down because I was like, damn, it must suck to live in Alaska or Hawaii. It's $49.99 shipping if you live in Alaska or Hawaii.
What?
Hawaii.
Oh, that's how our grandpa used to say it.
Hawaii. Well, I'm pretty sure that's how you're supposed to say it if you live there, but like we're a tourist.
Oh, well. Our Delco grandpa.
Delco, yeah.
He used to say Hawaii. And we used to be.
Because he went once.
He went once?
He visited once and was like,
Hawaii.
This is me. I love the women here. All right. Best for singles.
Ooh, there's a menu for that?
Yeah, try that again later. Okay. Try that again later, too.
This is so tight. It's really hurting. Like, I can't. There's no oxygen going because it's so tight.
I love when you give good examples. It's women founded, and it's called Splendid Spoon.
Ooh.
Which I think is really cute. I really like that name now that I'm thinking about it. But women founded is great. Yay. $9.99 to $13, and it's prepared only. You don't have to make it. It's not going to come raw. It's all put together. And I think it's single serving. But the cost is not high. So it's for singles, obviously. So it's going to come in a single serving. And it's, you know, weigh your options if you're going to go out to a restaurant. Would you ever go to a restaurant alone? Did you ever?
No, but Andrew does and loves it.
I love it. I used to do it all the time in New York. I used to go to the movies by myself.
Did you ask me that question and expect me to say, yes, I went out to dinner by myself?
At one time, I thought maybe you were a different person when we weren't friends. Like, there's a whole time of your life I don't really know much about. So, like, it's possible.
I never would go out to dinner by myself.
Why?
Especially in New York. Because I'm a homebody, number one. If there's any place I'd love to be, it's at my house, locked in my safe space.
Yeah, one-bedroom apartment where the kitchen is the living room, is the guest room, is the dining room, and there's no sink in the bathroom.
Yes, loved that for me. But no, I wouldn't even do that now. I'm very comfortable in my house being alone. Love doing that.
That's new. You have seven entrances and exits in your house, and she was not comfortable for a very long time.
Yeah, no. And every door is locked at all times.
As it should be. You have seven doors.
Yeah. Anyway, this meal plan, real quick, the pro is there's no subscription needed. So it's not like you have to sign up and you get an extra discount for like next month if you sign up for 6 months. You can do it month to month. You can do it meal to meal.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I don't like being tied into a subscription. I just did one because I wanted the discount.
Wait. The thing that you sent me? Spoiled Child?
No.
Oh.
I didn't do the subscription for
that.
Were
you just calling me that, or is that actually...
You are a spoiled child. It's also not called Spoiled Child.
What's it called? So what I just bought was the wrong thing that you sent me?
Spoiled Brain?
No, it's spoiled. It's called Spoiled Child.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool. We don't sponsor. We're not... It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. It's liquid collagen that Instagram attacked me with, and I fell for it, but let's hope it works.
And Victoria said she liked it, so I bought it as well.
It tastes really good. That's what I liked about it. It was day one. And Carly was like, me too. Send me the link. I was like, no, this isn't about you.
So I did. And I bought it.
I said, it's something. She was like, I'll buy it too. I said, but that's not why I told you. Anyway.
But no, what you were saying was the subscription. Like if you wanted the subscription, you wanted it to be delivered monthly. You got $10 off every month. I just did the one time only.
That's what I did.
Yeah. Because I wanted to try it first.
Which you can try for free and you only have to pay if you like it.
Oh.
Yeah, they didn't charge you.
Sweet.
Unless you did a completely different company and did it wrong.
No, I only told Andrew it was $20.
So, of course you did. Of course you did. Splendid Spoon, I wrote this down because it made me laugh and then made me sad.
Oh, no.
Their description of, like, keto, paleo, like, all the options of what you could be and also enjoy this service. This is for singles. Soups. Noodles. Smoothies. Shots.
Shots?
I don't know what shots means.
Probably like energy shots,
like immunity shots. But like soups, noodles, how sad are singles?
What? They're not allowed to eat meat? They're not allowed to eat like a meal?
Just like they're like guilty pleasure foods, right? I want noodles. Why? Because they're single?
Yeah.
Founded by women. Get it together. I'm also making fun. I bet you it's awesome.
Wait, here's a con that is only on this meal service for singles. Meals may be too low in calories to be fulfilling for some. Why?
I would need to see the nutritional information for that. Yeah, I don't know.
It's not on – it's any other con for any other meal service.
Mm. That's weird. I don't know.
Anyway.
I didn't look into that.
Yeah.
All right. Two more and then we're done. Gluten-free. Okay, I wrote this one down because we now know three that I can name celiac and serious celiac. Not just like, I'm going to go gluten-free because it's California cool. Celiac disease, they cannot touch a food that touched gluten or else they're down for the count for a week.
Yeah.
Probably plus more.
I know them too. We have the same friends.
She doesn't text any of them. So they're really not friends, but we do know the same humans.
But I want to be on the text thread. But I'm not going to respond.
Sorry, go ahead. I can't read my writing of what it's called.
Oh my God.
It starts with an E. Read it. You have it right there.
What do you want me to read?
The name of the service.
Oh, Territory Foods. That's a horrible name for a meal service.
That's not the one I have written down.
Oh.
Epicard. Epicurd.
Well, then you skipped one. We'll Epicured.
Epicured.
God. Epicured. It's probably called something
else. Cliff notes, guys. Cliff notes. This is like the discounted version of life, all right?
This is meal services for idiots, not dummies. Meal service for idiots.
It's free shipping. Wait, it's free shipping.
Great.
This is the only one that's free shipping. They're like, you have celiac? Ooh. You don't have to pay shipping. And I appreciate that about them. It's prepared meals only, so you don't have to make it, which I think is nice. But also, like, you really got to trust this facility that it's gluten-free because anything that's being touched, right? So that's true. $8.99 is the lowest price we have heard of per meal. And it's $8.99 to $29.25, which probably means, again, steak, fish, something expensive. But it follows all the most dietary restrictions, and it's 100% gluten-free.
So if you have celiacs, or if you're just having an intolerance to gluten, like I have said before, I think Andrew has an intolerance. He does not have celiacs at all, but I think he has an intolerance to it.
He can't do Splendid Spoon with the noodles.
No, he can't.
Not a noodle guy.
Not a noodle guy. He's not a noodle guy. Although he's a pho guy. He does like pho.
I love
pho. I love pho. Pho.
Oh, it's pho.
Pho.
It's pho.
But it was called Pho Street.
No, it's called Pho Street. That's how you spell pho.
Pho.
P-H- P-H-O.
Pho. You.
We called it Pho Street because we're from Delco. But it's pho. And it is one of my favorites.
I'm just going to go around saying fuck you to people.
Fuh them.
Fuh them. Just fuh them.
Fuh them.
Fuh them.
Wait, I was at BJ's Wholesale, and next to BJ's is Urban Air.
Yeah.
And there, you'll all get this, their sign says, let them.
Stop. Yeah. Like, let them jump.
I guess, but it just says, let him. And I almost took a picture.
You should have.
I was in a rush.
That's my motto of life.
I know. And we had just done the let him, let them. Let and them. Carly ruined it with let them. But it said apostrophe E-M on the sign. I was like, this is amazing.
Right. Let him.
Last one, and it's super specific. Like, super specific. However, it's very popular.
It's very specific.
Best Korean.
Like, it couldn't be more specific.
Couldn't be more specific that they're, like, dietary, all the things that it falls under, it's, like, it's Korean. It basically just said, it's Korean food. Like,
the con,
there's no dietary restrictions. It's Korean
food. The con would be, if you don't like Korean food, don't get this.
I love Korean
food. Wait, but it doesn't, sorry, Hawaii, it does not ship to Hawaii at all. It does not want their food.
They don't,
Hawaii, in that state.
I don't think Hawaiians want it either. Okay. But that's okay. It's called Do Food Healthy Korean Meal Kit. So it's a meal kit. And it tells you in the title that you're going to make. And I think part of Korean food is making it. That's what those hot pots are. I'm going at the end of the month. Very excited.
What? Seoul?
Like you make it.
Is that what that Seoul food? Seoul? S-E-O-U-L. Oh, yeah.
We say things right.
What is it called?
It's a hot pot. It's a Korean hot pot. So you have kind of like a hibachi, but you have the stove at your table and you make it. They give you raw meat. Yeah, you do it.
I'm going to go tonight.
You're not.
I am. No,
you're
I'm
also
going.
Not going when we go.
When are you going? I'll go. You guys want me to come?
No, okay. I don't think we do. Because you're going to wear that.
Yeah, I will. With the tag on, because in case I want to take it back.
I just blacked out a little. Yes, Korean food is a meal kit, whether you're going to a Korean hot pot place or you can do it at home. So I think it's an experience. Korean food is an experience.
Yeah, yeah. I like Korean food.
It's kind of expensive. There's a $60 minimum.
But I don't think that's bad. I feel like
she's upset.
We were talking about our grandpa, so I'm thinking of what he would say about this.
He'd say,
he could feed a family for a month on $60. So the $60 minimum would seem like a lot, but not nowadays anymore. Unfortunately, yeah, no. $60 is just goes like that.
My God, I went to the store for 5 items and it was like $50.
Well, yeah, I went to Trader Joe's and I spent like $178 and they were, you know, I love Trader Joe's, but they always make me feel so bad about how big my cart is full. Because a lot of people go to Trader Joe's, they have like 2 bags of food. I leave with like 6 and they're like, oh, how long is this going to last you? I want to say like 1.5 months. I'm like, oh, 2 weeks.
But like, screw you guys.
But what I mean is like, I was like, oh, $178? That's the least amount of money I have spent in Trader Joe's ever.
You should just say, I have a family of 5.
I usually say I have 8 kids and then they leave me alone. I'm like, oh, I have 8 kids and they eat a lot. And then conversation is dead. And then they tell me how good I look for 8 kids and it's just the best.
Wow. Wow.
But yeah, but $178 to me, I'm like, man, I made out. This was a deal.
Yeah, but that would be a lot for me.
But that would be a lot for you. Right, right, right.
Like, that would last me longer.
Right.
I've definitely spent over that by myself.
When I can get...
But it lasts a long time.
Yeah. When I can get out of Giant for $300 or less, I'm like, man, goals.
Yikes.
I know. It's horrible. So that's why I think $60 not that hard to do.
Yeah, for a minimum.
Yeah.
Not that bad. There is shipping. It's $10.99, but as we've seen, other than the gluten-free one, they're shipping for everything. So I understand that. I really do.
Yeah.
All right. That is the last of the Cliff Notes list of the one article, but I want to add one from the other one because all of those that we said do not support vegans. The best vegan one is Sprinly Prep Meals. Sprinly Prep Meals?
Okay.
Yeah. It's for vegans. Vegans only. If you live the vegan lifestyle, you have a meal service. And it's prepared stuff, so you don't have to make it yourself. It's not a meal kit. There's only 6 meals to choose from.
I like that.
I think that's not enough, though. I feel like that's not enough.
Like
6 meals per week? That's... Yeah, all right.
Well, because you're not eating them 6 days in a row. What if...
Why?
Oh. What?
Why? You're buying a meal kit for a month.
Because you can... If there's only 6 items on the menu, then you can just spread it out in between your regularly scheduled...
Yeah.
You're going to go out to dinner. You know you. You guys are going to go out to dinner 3 times, twice a week. You don't need 6 meals in a row... You're going to spread it out.
Right, right.
I'm right. You're wrong. I'm big. You're small. I'm smart. You're dumb. I'm... What's that?
You were close.
I was.
You were close.
Matilda.
I don't think the order was right, but I think you were close. Also, you're not big and I'm small. If you've noticed, I'm sitting on a mountain, so it makes me look... Lenny is larger.
Well, that's from Airplane. And also, Victoria's couch is broken.
It's broken.
I'm in the divot. I wanted to sit on a pillow. She wouldn't let me.
Yeah, it looked ridiculous. I was like, you look like a small child at a theater. No.
Anyway, I think 6 items on the menu is not a con.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Circle back. Circle back.
I'm really good at circling back. I'm not good at ending things.
Cool. But we're not going to end it just yet. We're going to do something we haven't done in a minute, which is real tips and real extra tips. Drum roll. I only have one hand.
Are you going to put that in? A drum roll?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll put a drum roll in.
Yeah, 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 cool.
Eventually, I'm going to get the video set up where all of you have the sound effects as well. It's going to happen. Give me a year. The real tip for me is called order up. And it's do this. But if you don't want to do a meal kit or a prepared meal delivery service and you make your meals, do this with someone. Not Carly. Not someone like Carly.
Because I'm not a cooker.
But your partner, your kids, your friends. Have a friend come over one night a week. Cook with people.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. Pedro and I cook every time that he's here or I'm there. Like, every time he's here, we cook.
Cook, yeah.
And on my Sundays off, it's like breakfast, brunch, cook, and you've seen them.
Yeah,
it looks amazing.
Yeah, it's really good,
and it's so fun. There's something about such a big connection when you're in the kitchen with someone else and you're not just doing it silently by yourself or even listening to something. Like, then you can enjoy it together, and so connection just helps the whole process. So I say, if you're not going to do a meal kit, either a meal kit or make it yourself with someone else, your own grocery food. And one time a week, I think that's doable.
You're going to be very surprised to hear this, but the kids and I make homemade pesto all
I know
the
that.
Time.
I yeah. know that. I've never been given it, so.
It is so good.
Prove
and
it.
Melody's like, is this an old-time family tradition? I'm like, yep. We've been doing it for decades.
Well, we've been eating it for decades.
Well, my pesto does not taste like the store-bought pesto. Like, we make it with basil, chickpeas, olive oil, Parmesan cheese. Like, we don't measure anything, so it tastes a little different every time. I know, like...
I'm a cooker.
It is the only thing I can say that I do decently in the kitchen. I'm not a cooker.
Lies. Coconut rice.
Oh, I do make good coconut rice. I've been trying to get them to put the pesto on the coconut rice. They're not into it.
Ooh.
But I think that would be really good. Anyway, I do like to cook that with the kids, and they get really excited. After school, they're like, can we make it? I want to put the oil in the blender. Can I put the Parmesan cheese in? And it makes me always think we should do more of that, and then we don't.
You make cookies and baked goods with them, like, winter, Christmas season.
We make muffins. Pumpkin muffins is like our favorite thing to make from Trader Joe's.
But, oh, right, from a box. But when they make cookies with me, they're like, Mommy never lets us do anything.
No. Well, because they make a mess.
But then you clean it up.
I know. All right, your real extra tip of the week is, wait, what was yours? What was it called?
Order up.
Your real extra tip of the week is order in. What does order in mean? Order in means if you are a big order outer, if you're
an order outer,
or you go out to eat a lot, try nixing it for a month. Just number one, see how much money you'll save.
Yeah.
If it for nothing else, your bank will explode. And we'll call you and ask you if somebody has stolen your credit card because you have not used it.
It's a Bond movie.
It's a Bond movie. And to see if you can do it. See if you can, one, either try one of these meals that we talked about. Try one of these subscription boxes. See if you like it. You might love it. Or just try cooking at home for 1 month. See how much money you'll save. You might actually like it better.
Yeah.
And there's things, leftovers. Some people aren't leftovers people. We are leftovers people.
I don't understand you people. I don't understand. Why? Why not? I love a leftover. Yeah. And I love a cold leftover. Remember when you see cold pizza for breakfast?
On Saturdays.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that would be ordering out and we don't want you to do that.
No. That was Elio's pizza in a box.
Well, yeah, but it was also
Thunderbird.
But make your own pizza. Trader Joe's has a great little section with make your own pizza stuff. Kids love making their own pizza.
Really?
Yeah. And if I had time and like doing that enough, I would try it too. So maybe I'll try it.
Yeah, you do you, you know, she'll do her, but you do you.
No, try to order in, meaning don't order out for 1 month.
Yeah.
We get it. It's a twofer.
I think we get it. I think we heard you.
That's all she wrote.
You do look like you're melting.
I'm waning.
Every time I see the goddamn moon, even if it's waxing, I hear her go, I'm waning. And you, if you know, you know.
If go back, episode like 7.
You know, you know. Don't say that because I don't think it's episode 7. Okay.
That was like when we cried or something.
She's all right. She'll be all right. So, yeah, I actually enjoyed this. I think they just keep popping up on my, like, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And when I see the ads that I either buy it because I'm like, hey, spoiled child, all right, fine. Or I'm like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
To me, I'm not a prepared meal kit subscription box. It's my own issue with subscriptions and memberships. That's me.
Hold on. I know this is going longer than we wanted it to, but sure one is. That we did not talk about that we both really like, and it was not on this list, is Daily Harvest. I absolutely love Daily Harvest. I used to be a subscription holder for like an entire year when I lived in New York. It is vegan. It is gluten-free. There's smoothies. There's meals. There's desserts. And it is, number one, really super healthy. It is a little expensive, but I just got a box for our dad over Christmas, and I got a box for our mom over Christmas because they never have time to make anything. Maybe that's why I'm not a cooker, okay? Maybe that's where I got it from. Mm. But you put it in the microwave, and that's that, and that's it. You keep it in the freezer. You put one in the microwave. It's either breakfast, lunch, or dinner. There's snacks. Look it up, Daily Harvest. Please take a second to look it up.
But also, if you do order it, don't leave it on your porch for days because they're cold, you know? They're cold and they'll go bad and they'll melt and you'll waste a lot of money.
I ordered it for our parents, but also too early. And I didn't have the room in my freezer to hold a giant box. But I didn't want to give it to them before Christmas. So I kept it outside and it was very warm over the Christmas season.
It was good for the singles because it was like soup, you know?
I can't be good at everything.
That's an episode. But yeah, I agree. Daily Harvest at one time was all my refrigerator had.
Yeah.
That was it. And it's still great. It's still really great. So we hope you got something out of this. If you've been like wondering about meal kits for yourself or meal services, and we hope that maybe if you're listening to it, you're like, yeah, screw all that. I'm going to stay me. Then that works for you too. So just remember, you are always fit to to be liquidity real.
And always allowed to be a little extra.
For legal reasons, we have to tell you that this podcast is meant for entertainment and educational purposes only. We are not healthcare professionals. For all of your health, wellness, fitness, and self-care needs, please refer to the medical professional in your life, your primary care physician, your therapist, a certified coach, whoever it may be. And then let us know what they say, because I guarantee we need to know it too. Okay? Okay, bye.